Welcome to the Website Coach Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs and small business owners that want a winning website, one that attracts more visitors and helps them book more clients. I'm Marie Brown, a website designer and business strategist, and I'll be sharing simple and actionable tips to help you create a winning website. So let's get started. Hello, welcome to episode 32 of the Website Coach Podcast. This week, I'm talking about 9 ways to get more traffic to your website without using SEO. Because, hey, we all want more traffic to our websites, right? More traffic means more sales. Well, almost. It does need to be the right kind of traffic. We want people who are potentially going to become clients. Auntie Nora and her friends visiting your website every day is not going to help you, except maybe by spotting typos and incorrect grammar. And while there are other ways of making sales in your business, people are more likely to choose to work with you if they visit your website, especially if it's strategically built to convert visitors to clients. There's another benefit to your website visits too. You can retarget people through ads or email. There really is no downside to getting more website visitors, so it's definitely something we want to encourage as much as possible. But it can be hard to get people to visit your website. While SEO, that's search engine optimization, otherwise known as how to rank more highly on Google, is a great tool, sometimes a simpler solution can be effective. And we don't always have the knowledge or the time to SEO our website. So, how do you get more people to your website? Well, you're in luck. I've got 9 ideas for you. Number 1, write social media posts directing your audience to your website. Let's start with the most obvious. When you write a social media post, use a call to action to direct people to your website. So this could be a link to a blog you've written. It could be to find out more about a service you offer, linking to your website. Or of course, click here to buy. People who already follow you on social media are a relatively warm audience, and they're more likely to bite than a cold audience that has never seen you before. They just need the right prompt. Make it easy for them to go to your website by providing the link in your post. Now, I know some social media platforms like Facebook and LinkedIn aren't keen on sending traffic off their platforms, and they don't appear to show your posts to as many people if they contain a link. But these kind of posts are still worth doing from time to time because people will see them and act on them. Number 2, link to your website in Facebook groups. Facebook groups can be full of your ideal client, and therefore getting more of these people to your website is really valuable. And whilst many Facebook groups don't allow you to promote your services, and I get why, many do have a promo day, and you should use this to link to your website. It's really quick and easy to do. You just need to remember to look out for these posts. And it does work better if you comment on other members' promo posts, as they're more likely to look at yours. Now, you shouldn't just use the groups to sell your services. You should also engage with people and be active members of their community. But including your website link where you can and it's appropriate is something we would definitely recommend. Number 3, include your website link in your social media bios. How many times do you see someone on social media and want to check them out more? It's not just me, I know. I know other people do this too. Maybe they've commented on someone else's post and you've wanted to know more. So you might look at some of their posts and then you go to their bio, only to come to a dead end. No website link. Or if it's a person on Facebook, it might not even mention their business at all. And you think, you've just given so much value in this group talking about whatever it might be, websites for example, but it just doesn't lead anywhere, so you give up. Adding your website link to your social media bios is a really quick process and very effective too. I've probably spent more money with people who I have found through their social media bios than I have with anyone who has ever advertised. Yep, that is true. I wouldn't have spent that money if they didn't have their link in their social bio. It's a really quick and easy win. And check all social media platforms that you're on. It's not just Facebook and Instagram that allow you to do this. Number four, post on your personal profile. I believe personal social media is for your personal stuff and your business page and profile is for business. I know some people mix the two and that's fine. But if you're like me and you keep them separate, it is worth occasionally posting about your business on your personal profile and including a website link. In fact, when business could do with a boost, I recommend a very, very direct and shareable post explaining what you do, this is on your personal profile, and asking if anybody knows someone looking for that, if they could forward your details. You need to get over the worry that nosy parkers who would rather keep away from your business will see it, because it will also be seen by many people who are supportive, but who have forgotten, or maybe they never were sure, what you do. And when one of their friends is looking for the kind of thing you do, they will promote your business for you. Have you got business from friends of friends? I have. It's a great recommendation because it comes from a trusted source. So this is not just about driving traffic to your website, but also about driving traffic that is far more likely to buy from you. Number five, include your link on your social media cover image. This is a favourite of the megastars like Amy Porterfield. It's usually the page of whatever they're promoting at the time, whichever course it might be. Again, it's quick and easy to do. And I've not tried it, but it must work, otherwise they wouldn't keep on doing it, right? She says, going off to try it. Number six, add it to your email signature. Do you have an email signature? By that I mean something that's set up to be automatically included in all your emails. And I'm talking about business emails here. Add your website address and add it as the full address rather than just an icon. It saves people having to hunt about for it. You can add your favourite social media addresses here too. Again, you're making it easy for people who want to find out more. And if you don't have an email signature, which you really should on a business email, then add what you would include in a clipboard and just copy and paste each time. Number seven, email your list. Do you have an email list? Use it to drive traffic to your website. As well as including your website address and your signature, you should also include a link to one of your website pages somewhere in your email. It could be to find out more. Buy here, read the blog post, or whatever. This is a really good way to drive potential clients who've been following you for a while and know you back to your website, where they can see how you may be able to help them. Number eight, PR. Guest blogging and articles in the press about you are great ways to drive more traffic to your website, because both of them have the benefit of getting you in front of a cold audience that may not have come across you before. When I appear in articles, I always ask if they'll include a link back to my website. It doesn't always happen, but even a mention of your business name is helpful. And if there is a link, the link is particularly good for SEO, search engine optimization, getting found through Google or other search engines too. Number nine, use Pinterest. This is a tactic that we're just starting again with because we've been persuaded of the benefits of Pinterest in driving traffic to our website. People use Pinterest to search for things, both products and services, a lot. Things which they then go on to buy. And rather than just using it to pin pretty pictures or sharing other people's pretty pictures, you can pin images with links to your website. Blog posts and products are particularly good for this. So that's 9 ways that you can encourage people to visit your website without using search engine optimization. But how do you find out how many people have visited your website and where they have come from? How do you know if it's working? Well, there are lots of tools out there. Google Analytics, which I have talked about before, is a great free tool to check how many people visit your website, which pages they visit, where they come from, etc. If you don't want to use Google Analytics, and there is a bit of a backlash against Google Analytics at the moment for privacy reasons, then there are alternatives like Plausible. Measuring your traffic means that you can see what's working. And these tools allow you to see how much website traffic comes from each source. So you can see which forms of social media are best at driving traffic to your website, and then do more of that. So on this podcast, I'm all about taking action. Getting traffic to your website is hard. People are busy and they're not going to spend time trying to find you. You need to make it obvious and easy to find your website. So I've talked about 9 ways you can use social media, emails, PR and Pinterest to drive more people to your website. And they're really easy to do. You just need to remember to keep referencing your website, the homepage or another link, in your posts, in your bios, in the cover image, emails, guest blogs and articles. And check out using Pinterest too. Which of those are you going to do? Which of those are you not doing at the moment? Of course, when they get to your website, you need to make sure that your website is set up to keep them on there. You need to build the know, like and trust factors so they become paying customers. And of course, if you need somebody to help with a website that will improve your conversion when they're there, then you can give us a call. You can book a call to speak to us. You can send me an email and say hello at beyondthekitchentable.co.uk. Or you can send me a message on Instagram. Instagram profile is at beyondthekt. That's it for this week. See you next week. Thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow or subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. And I'd really appreciate it if you could leave a 5-star review. That makes a massive difference as to whether Apple shows my podcasts more widely. And head over to my website, beyondthekitchentable.co.uk, where you can find all the ways you can work with me, whether you're just starting out, looking to grow your business, or scaling it. And see you next week.